Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon or good evening. This is George Gamond. I always start the show that way. I don't know why. It's bad. It's a habit. It's a habit. So I had to choose this afternoon. I was listening to Led Zeppelin, so I had to choose between the radio show and Led Zeppelin. Oh, guess what? I'm here. Like, I can put it on pause, right? Listen to Led Zeppelin later. There's a song I really love. Well, there's a lot of Led Zeppelin, if I can say that correctly, that I like. Love Jimmy Page's guitar work. So anybody out there, any lead heads? I guess lead heads versus dead heads, huh? So you can tell I'm into all kinds of music. So what are we doing today? So the lead on the show is what past people who are not in the non-physical world. Let's just put it that way. That's a little, actually more metaphysical way of saying it. Whether it be relatives, friends, other family members, famous people, whoever it is, if they have anything to say that's encouraging, because we're going to stay really positive, and that's what I do, to try to give positive messages and get positive messages for you, maybe messages that will help you move forward in your life to create and manifest what you want. That's what it's all about, right? And or maybe look at, revisit some past lives to see what may have happened that's affecting you now. You know, what have you carried forward? I believe in it. Some people don't. Some people say, it has no effect whatsoever. But I believe it does. I've read quite a few books on it and have done hundreds of regressions as a clinical hypnotherapist. So I'm kind of into it. So the readings are kind of tying into that. So if you're into the readings, if you really like the readings, you might want to do a regression. I can do it for you. We can do it on Skype. It's not that hard. Really, it's pretty easy to do. I've learned certain techniques. I don't have to take you into deep, deep, deep hypnosis. It's more of a meditation than anything. Most people can be taken to past lives. Most people. There are a few that I've had struggles with that just couldn't go there. But hey, I would say that of all the people I work with, about 95%. Could go to a past life. That's a pretty good percentage, I guess. Oh, so I'm going to share. I got a couple callers. I'll be with you in a minute. Hang in there. I got a 757 is first. You've been holding longer. So it's a 757. It's kind of like a jet. Isn't there a 757? There are 727, I don't know, 787, whatever. Boeing planes, right? Boeing. Okay. We'll be there in a minute. Just something I wanted to share with you. Something I'm working on and kind of spirit-directed to work on, and I think something worth presenting to you if you're feeling in life that you just can't quite get there. You know, you have these things that you want to get to in life, but you just don't get there. And you get frustrated because you really want this or you want to get this thing to happen in your life, and it doesn't quite happen, and you're going, ah, okay, how do I get there? How do I do it, right? So, and I've asked Spirit that, like, numerous of, way too much. They're getting tired of, like, oh, man, he's asking us again. Why is he doing that? Don't want to hear it again. Okay, so here's my little methodology, which is actually borrowed from some other teachers to some degree, and Spirit's kind of played on it a little bit. Visualize yourself, body of water, river, and you're in your boat, and you're guiding your boat, and you got the wheel of the boat, and you're trying to get to wherever you want to go in life in this boat. And it's going downstream, and it's a pretty gentle stream, and you're motoring along or just, you know, moving along with the current. But you keep trying to get the boat to go to where you want it to go, but it seems to head towards the rocks of disaster, or it wants to turn around and go back, or you keep missing the places you want to go in life, or you see the places on the side of the shore, and you're going, I need to go right there, I need to go there. And your boat just goes whoosh right by them, and you're going, oh, missed another opportunity. Okay, so it's a little frustrating. You got the wheel. So here's what Spirit would say to you. It's time to give up the wheel. It's time to let go of the wheel. Not that you want to drift around aimlessly in life, but it's time to turn the wheel over to your higher power, your higher self, God, the universe, spirit, whoever you would call on for guidance, time to give the wheel to them. Tell them, I want to go here, take the wheel, take over, guide me to where I want to go, and I'm going to get on my boat, and I'm going to sit in my lounge chair, and I'm going to have my favorite beverage, and I'm going to watch a movie, or I'm going to have some fun, or I'm just going to hit some golf balls off the side of my boat, and I'm going to take it over. So I've been visualizing that. If I got a problem or something I want to accomplish and it doesn't feel like I'm getting there, things don't seem to be working out, I visualize myself just giving them the wheel and going to have some fun. Now, that's a methodology that I've learned a long time ago, and not even necessarily from a spiritual practice, but from a practical business practice of just letting it go. Problems. How do you solve a problem? How do you get where you want to get in life? Let go of the wheel. Turn it over to your higher power and go have some fun. Now, that sounds kind of counterproductive, but it's not. I would challenge anybody here that's listening to the show, for the next 48 hours, if you got a problem and you don't have a solution and you're on that boat and you seem not to be able to get to the solution, to the answer, you know it's out there. You know it's on the shore somewhere is that answer. I would say visualize letting it go. Turn it over to your higher power. Give them the wheel and go have some fun. And don't think about it anymore. Go do something about this. They keep showing me the picture. Go hit golf balls off the side of your boat. Or whatever it is you do. Go play tennis on your boat. Go crochet on your boat. Go listen to Pearl Jam on your boat. Whatever it is, don't focus on the problem anymore. Turn it over. Give the wheel. Visualize giving that wheel to your higher power, whatever you call it, and go do something else that's fun. Try it. 48 hours. And see what starts happening in your life. It's a challenge. Today is, it's now Pacific time. It's 2 o'clock. On Monday afternoon. So check back with me Wednesday afternoon. And if you practice it, handing the wheel every time you got a problem, you go, I don't know how this is going to ever come out. I don't know how we're going to get there. Now, you time. Okay, I'm going to turn the wheel over to you, and I'm going to go have some fun. Go watch a movie. Go watch, you know, go listen to my favorite comedians. Whatever it is, get away from the problem and turn it over. Boom, done. 48 hours. Try it. See what happens. And get back to me. Okay, let me take some calls. See if I have some players on the game with me today. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. Fine, hi. Fine. Are you going to play with me this week? Are you going to do it? Are you going to take the challenge? Are you going to take
the
challenge?
I'm up to the challenge.
I'm a visual person, so spirit shows me visualizations of how to or what to do. So I'm visually being taken away from the wheel on my boat, and that spirit takes over, or my higher power takes over the wheel, and they push me out to go do something else. So try that. Okay? So what's going on today? And who am I speaking to?
This is Andrea. Andrea.
So what's going on?
Yes.
What's going on today?
That's what I was going to say, because I'm studying for my nursing boards, and
yeah.
I'm so worried about not passing it, that I'm studying through nerves, and that can't be good.
No, well, let's put it this way. Are you you feel stressed out over it, right?
Yes. Very.
But you know the material. You know the material. You know the material, right? I mean, really, seriously, you know the material. Okay, I know you do. I know you know the material. So if I was to tell you that you're going to pass with a good grade, what would you say?
Yay.
If I psychically said to you, you're going to pass with a really good grade, I'm not necessarily saying you're going to get an A, but
right.
You know, you're going to feel good about it afterwards. Okay.
Okay.
What do you say to me?
I feel good, but I still would feel like I need to study 6 hours a day to get to that point.
Well, do you have to? Do you have to?
No, I don't think I have to.
You still need to steady. You're not going to stop studying, obviously. You're not going to stop studying.
No.
So cut it in half. Do 3 hours.
Okay. Break it down.
Break it down. Yeah, you're making this too big of a burden, and it doesn't need to be that big of a burden because you're pretty familiar with the material anyway, and you have a good grasp on the subject, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is not a strange
Absolutely.
Thing to you. You're not lost in the woods, right?
No. Yeah.
In your case, what I'm hearing for you, because this is a little different on the boat thing, but it's like, and you're going to turn this over to your subconscious mind. Because all this stuff is in your subconscious, right?
It is, yes.
So you're going to let your subconscious go, okay, you take it up, take it, help me to understand it, put it in a place where I can recall the memories of it. Do you do practice tests?
Yeah, I've been doing practice tests, definitely. I think that's where I just need to focus.
Here's what you need to do. This is a little bit of not psychic so much as a little bit of background from hypnosis and all that sort of thing. Before you take a practice test, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Get really quiet and still. Okay? Take a few deep breaths. And then before you start visualizing yourself doing really, really well on the practice test, visualize yourself when you're done with the practice test that you're going to be smiling. Like, oh, I aced that. That was just so easy. Unbelievably easy, right?
Yeah.
But you got to get yourself into – you got to get – see, you know, in the subconscious mind and all that stuff, what you have to get to the place is a knowing that I'm really good at this and I know enough to pass really well.
Yeah.
Really, really pass this.
That's
so
what it is. It's a
mm-hmm. trusting yourself, but it's a knowing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a belief in yourself.
Yes.
And you have to be reassuring yourself that I really do believe in myself. I really do know this.
I really do.
That's your mantra. Mm-hmm. I know this. I know it so well. Okay,
I
try
know it too well. Okay.
What? You don't what?
Huh?
You don't what?
I said I know. I'm going to try it.
Well, you know, I don't like the word try.
I'm
never like
do
the word
it.
Try. Yeah, because try means you might fail, right?
No, right, exactly.
So you just you become a Nike commercial. I'm going to just do it. Just do it.
I'm just going to do it. I'm just
do it. Okay, and you need to start visualizing yourself doing the work that you want to do. What kind of nurse do you want to be?
I either want to work with children or hospice.
Start visualizing yourself doing that. I'll give you this because this is like what an athlete would do before a race or before a game. They would visualize themselves in the play doing the thing, like the golf swing up at bat in the outfield, throwing a football, whatever it is, playing, you know, whatever sport, playing tennis. They would visualize themselves playing the whole game. Race car drivers visualize themselves. Visualize the course that they're going to be on and driving at the speed that they want to drive at. Okay? Accomplishing the course. So you need to visualize being able to go in and answer any question in real time with people, children.
Yeah.
Visualize being able to work with children and being able to apply what you already know to children.
Okay.
Because it's an application of what you know, not just knowledge.
Exactly. That's exactly what
it is. So visualize yourself, because you've had experience with children and not in the formal setting yet, right? And you know what the problems are, right?
Yes. Mhm. Mhm.
The children.
I know.
So start visualizing yourself doing that with children. What to do if something pops up and, okay, I know how to handle that. And visualize yourself doing it. And that'll help you a lot to not just – be knowledge, but also practical use of the knowledge where you see yourself already doing it.
Exactly, because that's where the passing, if you get all analysis questions, like that's when you know you're passing. And that's
okay, so
what they are. This is a problem, And
that's what
like,
I hear
what
you
doing.
That's what I hear for you to be doing.
Okay.
What I hear for you to do is visualize yourself doing it with children. Create crazy scenarios with children with certain problems. Child comes in with a broken arm. What are you going to do, right? Visualize yourself taking care of the child, crying hysterically, and by the time you're done, they're smiling.
Yes.
Okay, got it? That's your work.
I got it.
That's your job.
Okay.
Take care.
All right, thank you.
Now do it. Now, sir, you think it's funny, but do it, okay?
I am doing it.
Okay, good. Okay, very good. Bye.
Okay.
Take care. See, Spirit has practical wisdom for people. It's not just, you're going to meet the man of your life in 2 weeks, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's really practical stuff that Spirit, because I didn't know about that. I had heard about that idea, but they showed me a really good picture of this lady going and working with children in a ward and helping them. So, yeah, they want to give you practical information, not just, okay, you know, the boyfriend's just around the corner, which is true, too. Okay, so I have some calls. So I have. And then 561 has been waiting, and then 224. So that's the order. If you go away and hang up, you lose your order, and all I can do is go by how long you've been holding, if that makes sense. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. And who am I speaking to?
How are you?
I'm Amber. Well. So how is Amber on this? Is this Monday, isn't it?
It is.
It's Monday, right? That's right.
Yes,
they got
indeed.
Two Monday night football games on tonight. So, yeah, the 49ers play, and I don't know how long. So, may I get this show over with so I can watch? No, it's not the 49ers first. It's somebody else. Okay, so what's going on? Not that I'm a huge football fan, because I'll start watching a game and flip over to a movie or something in the middle of a game.
I hear you.
Well, we don't have a team here in Los Angeles area, so that's why it's easy to do that. Nobody to root for. So what's going on with you today?
Not too much. The reasoning I was calling.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Before you, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is your mother-in-law alive?
My mother-in-law? I'm not married.
Okay. Somebody's mother-in-law. Maybe your father's mother-in-law or somebody like that going way back. Is your father's mother-in-law alive?
No.
Okay. Well, that's who's coming through. Okay? Because I heard mother-in-law, and I don't know whose mother-in-law. Okay. So that's what I'm getting. So ask your question. Maybe she has an answer for you, and I can just shut up and listen to her.
So that would be my grandmother. So, yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, I don't know. One of those people. So I just heard mother-in-law. So what's going on? What's your concern?
It's not really a concern. I find myself to be very intuitive, and I'm an empath, and I've been listening to the synchronicities and the signs around me to manifest my life. And it's been really working for me recently. So I just want some like feedback of how I'm doing. If I'm reading the signs right.
Oh, are you on the right path? Are you staying in the middle of the road?
Mm-hmm.
I see pictures, and the pictures say, yeah, you're in the middle of the road. You're not off in the bushes, basically. Okay. You're not off in the bushes, beating around, trying to get back on the road. Okay. The reason the mother-in-law keeps coming, are you a medium at all?
That's what I'm trying to get around. Yeah, that's what my goal is to be.
Okay, you got to start talking to her, your grandmother.
Okay.
Okay, that's why she's coming. She wants to talk to you. Not me, but she wants to talk to you. You need to tune into her. Yep. Do you have pictures? Now, here's the best way to tune into somebody like that who's passed versus thinking of them as old and decrepit and ready to die. Do you anywhere you have, if you can find a picture of her when she was like in her 30s, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That would help you to identify what she looks like now or what she wants to appear as being now. In the spirit world, they're going to look young. They're going to look healthy. They're going to look like, you know, like on top of the world. They're not going to come across as old and raggedy. They're going to want you to think of them as being healthy and fun and, you know, not sickly and all that. So if you can find a younger picture of that and hold that image of her, she'll contact you.
Okay.
I mean, I get a really strong energy around that. Yes. And that'll help you because she'll lead you to others. She's like a gatekeeper to lead you to others.
No.
She'll open up, but also screen, you know, like the screener, like a radio show, which I don't have, like as a screener
mm-hmm.
that doesn't let everybody in
right.
to talk because some people are kind of wacky.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's like your screener for you. Okay.
Okay.
So you're on the path. Let me hear anything else for you real quick. You're on the path. You're in the middle of the road. You do wander off to the bushes once in a while because fear gets in the way. Okay, fear gets in the way. Self-doubt and fear get in your way more than anything.
Absolutely.
Okay. Because you don't have the reassurance that you need. Nobody believes in you. Nobody believes in you. I mean, not nobody, but you don't have a really strong support system of people believing in you, correct?
I have select few, but it's not. I want it to be bigger.
Okay, so your support system comes from the spirit world.
Okay.
Humans are so, you know, humans are okay, but you know, when your grandmother is telling you, hey, you're on track here, and you're doing it, and here's a message for you, and you should tell this person this because I got some message for them. Okay.
Okay.
Somebody's father is trying to talk to your grandmother to talk to you about them, right? That kind of thing. You'll connect.
Yeah.
You'll connect.
Yeah,
but you
okay.
need to do more, because I keep getting you doing more healing too. Not your personal healing, but healing of others also. You have a large capacity to do emotional healing with others. Not just, but emotional healing leads to physical healing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So good. You go for it. You're in a good place. Yeah. Let's see. What's your main strength? What do I pick up as your main ability? You have a pretty large tool bag of skills. Okay. Some of them need to be sharpened a little bit more. Your auditory skills of hearing spirit needs to be sharpened a bit more.
Mhm.
Yeah. Mhm. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's learning to listen, and that's also learning to have a key to listen. I mean, I could give you a whole class on this, and I don't have time to do that. But it's something you can do that develop asking spirit to give you a signal, a physical signal that they want to talk to you, and it's just not random chatter that you're getting.
Okay.
It could be things like my. Want to speak to me, make my heart chakra feel really, or my throat chakra. So I have this intense feeling in my throat chakra. That would be a good one for you. Okay? And then every time you want to speak to me, light up my throat chakra so I hear I get a feeling like something wants to be spoken.
Mm-hmm.
And then say, okay, what do you got for me today? But you need a physical sign. It could be your heart. I think throat's really good for you for some reason. Physical sign that they want to communicate so you can tune in.
All right, perfect.
You can stop everything.
That's
go, okay. I'll stop for a second. I'll stop for a moment, and I'll pay attention because I know you're knocking on my door. Okay,
all right.
Go for it.
Absolutely, thank
don't
you.
Don't get lost in the woods, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, there's a distractor.
Have a great day,
in your life. Be careful with that distractor, whoever that is.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, very good. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
You too.
Off into the woods. Off into the bushes, huh? Going off into the bushes. So how's everybody in the chat room today? Oh, I got a couple calls. Ooh, people jumping in. Ooh, ooh. Who's next? 224 and then 818. Oh, I know that area code. That's my phone number. That's my area code. Ooh. I used to live in the San Fernando Valley. I live in Pasadena now, but I kept my 818 number. I don't know why. I guess it's good when you have a cell phone. Okay, what was I going to say? Ooh. Okay, I've been telling you folks about taking over a magazine. An internet magazine that actually was in paper edition for years and years and years. So I'm finally at that place where I'm really starting to take it over and making some changes. And I'll type it in the you won't see any huge changes right now, but I'm finally got the computer kind of software kind of thing in a good place to use it. So I'm finally at that place where I can actually start doing some things on it. Finally, completely taken it over from the former owners and have it up and running. So this is the name of the magazine. So if anybody wants to look it up now, you'll see it. Yeah, you won't see a lot of major changes from the former owners yet. You won't see my name everywhere, but you will soon. And if you know anybody who writes on positive, inspiring articles, that's what I'm looking for. It's all love-based articles. So that's what I'm into. So that's the magazine. And I'm going to – it's not going to be like something like every 2 months or 3 months I publish. It's going to be an ongoing, updated, constantly kind of articles and editorials and blogs and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so let me take a couple calls, but that's the messenger. And I'm kind of excited about it. Spirit's excited about it, too. Hello.
Hey, George. This is Jill.
Hi, Jill. So are you taking my challenge up, Jill?
Hello, at the beginning of the challenge?
Yeah, you're going to take my challenge.
Hello?
You're going to let go of the rudder. Let go of the wheel. You're going to say, okay, this
just
is my problem.
Go.
I'm going to let it go. I'm going to go have some fun. I'm going to go play golf. I'm going to go hit golf balls off my boat. And whoever your higher power is, pick one, whoever you would pick, say, take care of it. Just lead me to where I need to go. And you'll get there. But 48 hours.
Okay.
Anytime a problem starts to surface and you go, how am I ever going to get this done? Say, okay, I'm giving you the wheel. I'm going to go do something that makes me feel good.
Okay. I wrote that down. Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's based on, some of that's based on the Abraham material, but I've kind of, Spirit's kind of added on to it a little bit more about just what the Abraham material said on the subject. So yeah, it's the challenge. Do it for 48 hours, see what happens. And start with little things. It doesn't have to be big. It can be little. So what's going on with you? How can I help you?
Okay, we spoke a little bit about this before, but I had a court date today over my dad's estate, and my sister keeps giving me to run around, and she's being shady about stuff. So then I still didn't get most of the receipts I wanted, I asked for, that are on the inventory that they think I'm supposed to sign. So I think the judge was kind of wanting to wrap it up, and I said, but I still haven't gotten these receipts. And and then I made a comment about how I really need them because my sister can't be trusted. So she kind of flipped out at me on me that if I'm going to represent myself, I have to act like an attorney. Then my sister's attorney was yelling that I got them, which I never did. So she scheduled a hearing for a month from now where my sister has to fly in from Texas and we all sit down and go through things.
Okay.
Oh, and the judge also said to me that she hasn't seen any evidence from me either that says I'm telling the truth, but I have brought her several things where my sister was shady and I proved
First
it.
First of all, that's Jill.
Yes.
That's deflection. She's deflecting it. So she's just trying to turn the thing.
Deflecting?
Well,
what does that
she
mean,
doesn't
deflect?
Want to, she doesn't want to answer your question, so she puts the doubt that you're not doing it either. That's a well-known political thing, you know? Like,
okay, so then she just turned it on me because it's obvious my sister's not honest.
She's not being forthright, straightforward, correct, yes.
Okay.
So what I hear for you is keep the pressure on. Keep the pressure on. You'll get an outcome that serves your favor or serves you, but keep the pressure on, okay? Don't give in. Don't give in.
Okay, so how is the hearing going to go?
It'll
she
be well.
She said bring witnesses to back up what I'm saying. I don't have any witnesses. I just have all the stuff I already gave her.
Well, just document what you gave her. Just make sure. Yeah, she's just trying to turn it on you to make you look like you don't know what you're doing, but just keep the pressure on that you know what you're doing, okay?
Oh, okay. So
don't think I'm going to come out?
Jill.
Don't get rattled.
Okay.
She's trying to rattle
you.
She wants you to give
Why?
Up.
Why?
Because she wants to give up.
Why?
Okay? Well, so doesn't she want it all?
Oh, my sister. Oh, yeah, definitely. I thought you were talking about the judge. It was the
no.
judge that
yelled. Well, the attorney's
at
only
me.
Working. But they're just trying to rattle you, okay? Don't worry about it.
Okay. So the attorney can just lie like that in front of a judge.
That's not called lying. It's using the law and manipulating the law, okay?
Okay, okay.
Don't worry about it. Jill, just keep the pressure on. Just stay true to what you know is truth, okay? You'll get
okay.
there.
Okay,
you'll get
and
what
you
need.
I'll be fine.
Okay?
Okay. Okay, I may do
you'll get,
after you, reading. Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're
bye.
Welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so... Okay, so where are we at? Okay, so gotta keep the pressure on sometimes. Oh, somebody's writing me all kinds of letters in the chat room. I love letters. I got a caller. 818 area code. I'll be with you in a minute. Okay, I'm reading this and saying I can't have dead air. I have to be talking. Okay, so heads in the clouds. Okay, so what's the problem of having your head in the clouds? You know, some people are grounded in their negativity, and they call that reality, don't they? Well, I like that. I never thought of that one. That one just popped in. People like to think, people are grounded in their negativity, and they think that's reality, while you're staying positive and in your spiritual self, so they're jealous of you, or they don't appreciate that you're manifesting and they're stuck in their negativity and they can't get what they want, right? Something like that. Does that make sense at all? I don't know what I just said to you. I have no clue. So let me take a call and you can chew that over. Don't ask me to repeat it because it just kind of blupped through. Okay. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What you said?
Who am I speaking to?
Enchantress. What you said right on.
Enchantress.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. What did I say? I don't know. I just came through. It's just like, you know,
of course
that thing
it does.
About
that's what happens. You were feeling me. Oh my.
That's a scary thought.
I manifest things very fast for myself, and
okay,
people
good.
Say, "How can you do this?" And then when I'm with them, I question everything and go, "And my head hurts." I never thought that they were jealous.
Well,
that they don't,
you know,
do it.
People, they don't get it. They don't understand it.
Yeah,
right?
They don't get it. So
well,
they make me think that something's wrong with me. Uh-huh.
But that's their problem, not your problem, is it?
Yes. It's you're right. I shouldn't, just because
you know,
I think they have the knowledge, I think they're right. And these things come naturally to me, like breathing. It's so
it
I
is jealousy. It's an envy. I guess envy is a better word. They don't get your magic.
Mm-hmm.
And they think, well, why should she be able to do it? She, you know, and I'm sensing that some of these people have a little bit of a superiority attitude.
Yes.
Okay. And so they're thinking they're putting themselves above you a little bit.
Right. And they claim to be healers, or they're the ones, you know, that come to me and feel that they come
so,
to me out of nowhere and say that
feel,
I'm making
feel
them
blessed.
So uneasy. Uh-huh. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But that's their problem.
Okay.
Okay. What you need to do. What you need. That sounds really like, you need to do this now. Or yeah. No. It's sometimes, you know, what's the expression of the Bible about pearls before swine?
I don't know.
Something like that. Jesus said something about don't throw your, you know, stuff to people that don't appreciate who you are. Okay? Okay?
Oh, don't
something
surround
about.
Myself with the ones who are,
yeah, that,
I shouldn't
that,
be with, I don't feel comfortable with. Mm-hmm.
Right. If their energy doesn't feel, you're really good at feeling people's energy. You have a lot of empathic abilities, right?
Yes.
So why are you hanging out with people when you're in their presence that you're feeling like, yuck, I don't want to be around this person. This person doesn't feel good.
Most of the time I'm learning to
why
do
are you
that.
Doing
that's
that
my
to
life
yourself.
Lesson. But whenever I feel uneasy,
wait.
I don't get it, how a vibration is sent to that person and they end up calling me every time, and then I pick up the phone and then they're telling me their stories, and then one thing, I try to say something positive, what's going on, and so it's like after I'm with her I feel
okay.
Changed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's because they're psychic vampires. They're energy vampires.
Oh, again. Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I understand now. They feel better. That's right. Okay, I didn't get that. They feel better after they speak to me. I make them feel good, but it's a reverse. They're transferred their negativity to me. Yeah?
Well, they're sucking. They don't have an equal exchange for you, okay? They don't have an equal exchange. You're not building each other up. So they're just tearing you down, right?
Yes, I get it now. They're transferring energy.
You're giving too much of yourself. Your well is going dry, and they're not getting the feedback that you need to replenish your spirit, your energy.
Okay, that's my life lesson in life.
And so when you get your energy field low, your vibrational low, then you are open to more negative energies coming in because you've lowered your vibration, and so you're accessing whatever the word is there, some lower vibrations. You're allowing them in.
So by feeling uneasy about anything, that's lowering my vibrations?
Well, feeling uneasy about anything is your emotional guidance system saying to you, I don't want to be around this. You don't need to be around this. This is going to lower your vibration. Yes. It's not necessarily taking it in yet, but it's like the warning. It's like the stop sign that says, no, stop here. You don't need to go any further. This road is going nowhere. This road is a dead end, and don't go down this road. Just kind of stop here and make a right turn or a left turn and don't go here. Okay?
Okay. It's even because I feel words too, which is complicated. If you understand that I can feel the spoken word, written word, or pictures and things like that. So when I feel I'm seeing something and it's whatever the subject matter is, it's like, oh, like say the dentist. I'll see something and I'll be questioning it or I don't want to open it. Next thing this person calls me up.
I'm going to ask you a crazy question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a very crazy question?
Yes, you may.
And you don't have to answer. You don't have to answer this question, but I want you to sense and feel this. When we're talking, what is the energy you're feeling from me?
Positive.
Okay. Does that feel good to you?
It does, and reassuring that I'm on the right path.
Okay. So is that the energy you want to be around?
Yes.
So that's the kind of energy when you feel it, you go, okay, I'm here. I'm going to stay with this kind of energy. I'm not going to go to the other energy.
So what I'm learning.
So when you're asking your spirit guides to do, you know, back to the wheel thing again, you know, I've got this little thing about the wheel. Maybe your journey the next 48 hours is say, okay, I want to connect with people or situations where I feel this kind of energy that you say you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to just do anything really overly conscious to try to do it. I just want to be guided to that energy that feels good, that empowers me, that inspires me for the next 48 hours and see where it takes you. Just take me to that energy. Steer me away from negative energies, people that drain from me, and steer me to only people that inspire me.
I agree with you. Okay, so what I'm asking you is if you ever come across someone like this, maybe where you're sensitive, that even an envelope, what you know what's going to be in it, or you question a dentist, and then you're thinking about it, the next thing you know, a person calls you up, and I happen to pick up the phone. She's telling me a horror story. She puts fear into me about the dentist. And it's like I didn't even open my word, and it's like, I am the one who is bringing to the world, the universe, my negativity because I'm uneasy about going back to this place. So is that what's happening?
Okay, well let me back. We're taking quite a bit of time on this, but let me. So you're somebody's up warning you about a dentist, right?
Right. Telling me a horror story, giving me fears every time she speaks to me. Whenever I feel uneasy about something in my life, this person happens to call me on the phone. It happens exactly the same time.
Dear, stop.
Okay, sorry.
You know, we all have like the shadow sides of ourselves, right? That kind of side that we've had problems in the past and all these difficulties. What I'm sensing from you is she's attracted to your energy, and she's like a shadow energy, like a negative energy that's attracted to you, okay? She thinks mm-hmm. she's doing something right, but she's not. You need to cut her off.
Oh, yes, I know that. Definitely.
And one way is, you know what, I don't have time to talk about this right now.
Okay,
unless
I'm sorry.
No, not you. This lady. Whoever's calling you, I don't have time to talk to you right now about that.
I see. I see. No, I avoid her phone call. I usually do. I know it's her line. I won't pick it up. But when it's private, I sometimes pick up the phone. And I realize now I just figured it out. And a person told me something, too, because sometimes I don't have self-awareness. And he says, how do you feel after what this is what's happening? She feels good. You feel worse. Someone, you see, when you don't have self-awareness, you're wondering what is going on. And I guess maybe I'm discovering self-awareness because now I'm figuring things out. But I'm still getting the reassurance from you, which
but
I
life
thank
is
you.
Life is a journey.
Okay. This is just part
it's
of it.
It's a process of learning. We make mistakes every day, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So it's not about beating yourself up from the mistakes and saying, okay, how do I handle it differently next time? How do I stay positive next time?
Actually, when my unconscious mind is running the wheel, she does not make mistakes, per se. Everything is the right timing. Perfect.
Okay,
then stay there.
Stay there.
It's fine to be in that place. Okay.
Why not?
Thank you.
If that's running your life, if it's running your life and things are working out and you're getting what you want and you're feeling happy and joyful and life is good and suddenly you're saying, well, this there's something wrong with this. You know? No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Would you rather be negative and kind of down and look at the alternative. You should appreciate it. Thank you very much, my higher self. I really love you because this is what you're doing for me. Look what your beautiful things you're doing for me. I appreciate you a whole lot. Let's keep the ball rolling in that direction.
Thank you. I guess I need to be reassured it's okay to live this way and not be so grounded where you're tough on the floor and you can't move.
Don't worry about grounded. Don't worry about grounded. Here's an expression for you. Okay, you're gonna not believe me this. What I hear for you is an angel like you does not need to be sitting on the ground. You need to be flying.
Yes. Yes, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Be the angel. You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Great story. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my friend. Okay, so a person like that, I would say, write me a story about your life and how it works out, because that's really, really positive, and I'll put it in the magazine, because I've listed the magazine somewhere in here. So get a hold of me, find my email address, and we'll talk about putting an article about how your life being a Pollyanna is a beautiful thing. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, I'm almost out of time. It's been fun. This has really been a fun show. Didn't talk too much about past lives and dead people. Well, I got a couple dead people in here. A lot of our spirit guides are ones who have been here and have passed, and, you know, grandmothers and great-grandmothers and, you know, whatever, spiritual teachers that we knew in a lifetime before when we hung out with Jesus and now, you know, whoever it was, right? When we were sitting with Buddha. And so they're with us. They're helping us. Now, I could tell you who your spiritual teacher is. Now we should do that. Call in tomorrow. Let's do that. Let's talk about what spiritual teachers you may have had encounters with in past lives. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? I think that'd be interesting. Let's do that tomorrow. Remind me. Spirit, remind me. We'll do that because it feels like everyone has had some great spiritual teacher in their life that they've had a past life or an encounter with in a past life. And it could be just a great genius, somebody that's just inspirational. So we'll get into that. We'll talk about that. It's kind of fun. And then you can look into and go, yeah, what did I learn from that person? So I love you guys. And I thank you for listening. And if you want to contribute to the show, go to my website. Thank you very much. Bye.